Success Live with the Reverend Donald Gordon Carty, Ph.D. Sermon 1105. Why does God allow trials in our lives? This morning we'll be looking at John 12, verses 24 to 25. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat that falls into the earth dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The one who loves his soul loses it, and he who hates his soul in this world will keep it to everlasting life. Nightingale the canary never saw it coming. One second he was peacefully perched in his cage, the next he was sucked in, washed up, and blown over. The problems began when Nightingale's owner decided to clean Nightingale's cage with a vacuum cleaner. She removed the attachment from the end of the hose and stuck it in the cage. The phone rang, and she turned to pick it up. She had barely said hello when Nightingale got sucked in. The bird owner gasped, put down the phone, turned off the vacuum, and opened the bag. There was Nightingale, still alive, but stunned. Since the bird was covered with dust and soot, she grabbed him and raced to the bathroom, turned on the faucet, and held Nightingale under the running water. Then, realizing that Nightingale was soaked and shivering, she did what any compassionate bird owner would do. She reached for the hairdryer and blasted the canary with hot air. Poor Nightingale never knew what hit him. A few days after the trauma, the reporter who'd initially written about the event contacted Nightingale's owner to see how the bird was recovering. "Well," she replied, "Nightingale doesn't sing much anymore. He just sits and stares." It's not hard to see why. Sucked in, washed up, and blown over. That's enough to steal the song from the stoutest heart. Can I ask you a question this morning? Do you still have a song in your heart? You see, there is one of two things you can do when trials, tests, or tribulations come your way. You can become bitter, like Nightingale the canary, and it's so easy to do. It's our natural way of handling problems. Even as Christians, we are full of ourselves, and especially during trials in our lives. This is when your fears, hurts, and negative thoughts mull over and over in your mind. You're constantly thinking of them, and in the same time, you lose God's love. There is no longer a song in your heart. If measured by worldly standards, your feelings might be justified, but it is not by God's standards. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 to 15. Eagerly pursue peace and holiness with all, without which no one will see the Lord. Verse 15, watching diligently that not any lack from the grace of God, that no root of bitterness growing up may disturb you, and through this many will be defiled. Or you can choose to absolutely delight in the Lord and know that He is in charge of your life. You can keep your song in your heart even when the going gets tough. This was Paul and Silas's choice when they were in the jail. The word says that they were singing. They were only doing what the following scriptures are saying. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. In verse 3, knowing that the proving of your faith works patience. Look at verse 3, proving of your faith. James is saying here that our faith is tested. This answers the questions, but why is this happening to me? Why do bad things happen to good people? All tests of our faith. I believe we can find some answers in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 to 3. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has caused you to go these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, to try you, to know that which is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. And he has humbled you, and caused you to hunger, and caused you to eat the manna, which you had not known, even your fathers had not known, in order to cause you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Two things we learn here. There is a trial time. They are in the wilderness. They were in a desert, an arid, barren tract, a very lonely place. Have you ever noticed that if you're in a trial, how people tend to leave you? Alone? Why would a loving God allow the Israelites to dwell 40 years in the desert? In order to humble you. There is not a single thing more in life that makes a person so humble as trials, when you realize that you cannot do it on your own, that you need the Lord. To try you, to know that which is in your heart. What will come out if I shake you up? Psalms 107, verses 25 to 30. For he speaks and raises stormy wind, and makes its waves high. Verse 26. They go up to the heavens, they go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because they are in evil. Verse 27. They reel and stagger like a drunken man, and all their wisdom is swallowed up. Verse 28. And then they cry out to the Lord in their distress, and he saves them out of their straits. 29. He settles the storm to a whisper so that its waves are still. Verse 30. And they are glad because they are quiet, and he led them to their desired haven. The Lord is dealing with fishermen here. We can apply it to our lives. Notice a few words that reflect today's life. Number one, stormy wind, and makes its waves high. They go up to the heavens, they go down to the depths. Who of you has ever felt like that? One day things seem normal in your life, and the next day the wheels come off. Interesting how it starts with the wind. What was Jesus' reaction on the boat in the storm with the disciples? He rebuked the wind, and the waves calmed down. Two, their soul is melted because they are in evil. I've seen people like that. In fact, I've been there, in the depths of despair and the throes of helplessness, absolute, dire straits. What did all of this teach them? In verse 28, and then they cry out to the Lord in their distress, and he saves them out of their straits. Verse 29, he settles the storm to a whisper so that its waves are still. It taught them to pray. Curious how much energy people have to pray when they are in distress. Psalms 119, verses 69, 71, and 75. In verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me. I will keep your precepts with all my heart. In verse 71, for my good I was afflicted, to learn your statutes. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, your judgments are right, and in fidelity you afflicted me. Has somebody ever gossiped about you? Were you the victim of a lie? Why does it happen to you? Why is the psalmist happy? I will keep your precepts with all my heart. Verse 71, for my God I was afflicted, to learn your statutes. The Lord, as it so happens, is teaching you to keep his law. There are many teachings concerning this in the Bible. So, the Lord lets things happen in our lives to humble us, test us to see what's in our hearts, and bring us back to prayer. It is, however, hard to be humble if you're proud. Pride is the sin that destroyed our fellowship with God. The only way to stop pride is to die in ourselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat that falls into the earth dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The one who loves his soul loses it, and he who hates his soul in this world will keep it to everlasting life. Oh, if only people would take this scripture more seriously. Your life can so easily spin out of control if you're not secured in the rock of ages, Jesus. Your view of trials will change if you die in yourself. Like a lifesaver who spotted a man in trouble in the water, there were other people nearby who urged this lifesaver to jump in straight away. He didn't. The man in the water was fighting furiously to stay above the water. The crowd grew angry. They shouted at the lifesaver, but he waited. After a few minutes, when the man in the water started to get weak, he jumped in and saved the man's life. The angry people asked him why he waited so long before jumping in, and he replied, "If I had jumped in any earlier, that man, out of desperation and panic, would have drowned us both." He waited for the man to get weak. It is the same with us. The Lord is there waiting to help you. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. "Come, and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, and he will heal us. He has stricken, and he will bind us up." But you need to die first in yourself and let him do his work in your life. Let us pray. O Lord, no matter what befalls me in my lifetime, I will be strengthened by the safety of your promises and assurance of your mighty protection. Times do get difficult in this world, O Lord, and these difficulties will bring tension. But tension should never become fear or the inability to enjoy this wonderful world you have given us. I pray you will always be my strength, my rock, my salvation. Hear me, O Lord, when I call to you for help, for I know you love me. Amen.
Lord, you have told us, and Lord, you have promised that if your people would pray, you would hear from heaven, and you would send your mercy and touch us with your strong healing hand. So
your holy from heaven.